Just to finish out in terms of large cell lymphoma, there were a couple of publications you were involved with I wanted to ask you about. One looking at relapse refractory double expressor and double hit lymphomas. There was a paper in the JCO you just had in January. Can you talk about what you guys looked at?
So they went back and looked at, between our group and City of Hope, looked at the outcome of patients with double hit and double protein expressors, and they did worse. I mean, it was not a surprising outcome, but it just sort of validated what we had anticipated seeing.
How do you approach patients right now with double hit lymphoma, and what trials do you have going on that are exciting?
So we do tend to give the dose-adjusted RUPOC. I think it's probably the only setting other than primary mediastinal where there is some data to support that it's better than R-CHOP. Though, you know, I'm still, after the Alliance study came out at ASH, looking at R-CHOP versus RUPOC, I think in general there's not standard diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. We know these patients with double hit have a very bad biology, and I'm just not sure that RUPOC overcomes that. You know, I think when you look at the data from Kieran, and we participated in one of those studies, it looks pretty good. It's like 70% PFS with RUPOC, but clinically, that's not really what we're seeing. But in terms of upcoming clinical trials, there's going to be a venetoclax plus RUPOC, which I think is an attractive option targeting BCL2.
That's interesting, really interesting. What about lenalidomide? I know there's a trial out there looking at that up front.
So I think we need to see the results of those randomized studies, because I think we've seen, you know, with the bortezomib data that the phase two studies look great, and then you actually do the randomized study, and for some reason it just doesn't pan out. So I think we're not ready to add lenalidomide or ibrutinib up front, but, you know, I think we really need some new paradigms for treating double hit lymphoma, and I wish we could find some immunotherapy combination or something, because they are so chemotherapy refractory from the outset. You give them RUPOC, they often have abdominal disease, bulky abdominal disease, they respond and then they progress and then chemo doesn't touch them. And we try to get these patients to CAR T-cell, but there's a limited number of slots and it's really a very difficult problem right now.